USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. American Taylor Dudley is now free from Russian custody. It comes after months of negotiations led by former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson.
Just because you have a high profile and you're famous and there's a lot of public discussion of your case doesn't mean that lower profile cases like Taylor's should not be pursued.
Dudley had been detained after entering Russian-controlled territory northeast of Poland last April. Richardson says he continues to try to free other Americans held in Russia, including Paul Whelan. People in Alabama and Georgia are trying to recover from a series of strong killer tornadoes.
It's a large storm. It was a long-lived storm and a lot of damage.
Watauga County, Alabama Emergency Services Manager Ernie Baggett says the death toll is now 9.
We accredit the fact that that wasn't worse to the fact the school systems actually kept the kids in school rather than putting them on the buses at an early release.
Meanwhile, California is now bracing for yet another couple of storms.
Be ready for extended power outages, stay off the roads during peak storm periods, and check on neighbors. This is very much still an evolving emergency.
California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot. The National Weather Service says at least 2 more storm systems will slam the Golden State through the weekend. It's a more than $1.5 million fine for the Trump Organization for its fraud conviction. That's the company, not any individual, facing that penalty. The Treasury Department says the U.S. will hit its debt ceiling sometime next week. It's up to Congress to pass a bill raising the debt ceiling, or the government could soon default on obligations like Social Security and military paychecks. And Treasury says the federal deficit right now is about half of what it was a year ago. It credits a lot of buying in the months after the pandemic. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If it seems like everywhere you go in the USA you see a casino, it's not quite the case. Utah and Hawaii have no casinos. Texas has only 3. But some Lone Star State lawmakers want to change that.
I think that if it's properly regulated, it can be a really good thing for the communities. It brings in additional revenue sources so that the cities and the counties and state don't have to raise taxes.
Corpus Christi City Council member John Martinez speaking to KRIS-TV. One faction that's blocked casinos in Texas for years has been religious groups like the Baptist Life Convention.
At the end of the day, when the lights come on and you really vet this, what you see is that the funds that we're talking about really are very minimal.
The convention's Rob Kohler says Texans don't really want to see casinos at every freeway exit, as he says exists in Louisiana. Casino gaming in Texas is a heavy lift, though. It will require a constitutional amendment. Speaking of nearly ubiquitous gaming, it's another weekend of lottery fever. The Mega Millions jackpot is topping $1.3 billion tonight. The Powerball prize tomorrow, $400 million. And for context, while casinos are mostly banned in Texas, the original gambling state, Nevada, doesn't have a lottery. You can play slot machines and video poker in grocery stores and the airports, but no lottery. The other states not in the lotto business around the USA, Alabama, Utah, Hawaii, and Alaska. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.